gastrointestinal diseases, large gastrointestinal stroma tumor, GIST, in the stomach. The elderly male patient was directed to hospital by the general practitioner because of hypoglycemia and exsiccosis. According to relative story, the severely cachectic patient could only be fed with difficulty. No adequate contact could have been established for 2 days. The patient was put on GLP-1 therapy as result of diabetes. The physician in attendance administered glucose, thus patient's blood sugar level quickly normalized. No fever, however extensive coughing and catarrh was detected upon admission. Neither signs of respiratory insufficiency nor chest pain or anisarca have been registered. The patient was able to swallow medication pills with large amount of water. According to previous documentations, type 2 diabetes mellitus has been diagnosed 24 years whilst Parkinson's disease 13 years ago. Strumectomy was performed 12 years ago and the patient suffered stroke 7 years ago, confirmed by computer tomography. 6 years ago the patient had optic surgery due to cataract. Brain atrophy and consequent dementia required hospitalizations several times in the past 5 years. Lower extremity pain and bed sores on the heels indicated administration of medication to improve lower extremity circulation. The patient was treated for esophageal ulcer 2 years ago, verified by gastroscopy, and received treatment for bronchitis the last year. Heart rate was rhythmic and soft upon admission. Their murmurs have been detected over the carotid arteries. The abdomen was soft, palpable, with no sign of pathologic resistance. The liver extended 1 cm beyond the normal limits. No further hypoglycemic attacks have been registered during his hospitalization. Stool analysis showed Weber positivity, which prompted for gastroscopy. The gastric wall was distorted. The mucosa was elevated in an area of 8 cm in diameter located under the cardia. The continuity of the mucosa was intact, however it was vulnerable with a tendency for bleeding. Several biopsies were taken from the altered area for histological examination. Otherwise the gastric mucosa was intact, the pylorus was round, the bulb of the duodenum was found normal. Histology of the altered gastric region revealed gastrointestinal stroma tumor. Abdominal ultrasound confirmed multiplex liver metastasis. Fine needle aspiration biopsy was planned to gain morphological verification of the liver lesions. However, the poor general condition of the patient and lack of further therapeutic consequences contraindicated invasive cytologic and other investigations. The patient received transfusion of red blood cell mass necessitated by grave anemia. Antibiotic treatment was initiated for bronchitis. Feeding was executed through orogastric tube. The patient's poor general condition didn't allow percutaneous endoscopic gastrostomy to be inserted, thus the patient's general condition steadily declined and eventually passed away, showing signs of tumorous cachexia.